time now for the closing markets on the Insider Report with Brian Hoops on your Ag Network.
This is Brian Hoops from Midwest Market Solutions Market Insider Closing Commentary on Monday, January the 26th. Grain markets all lower as funds were sellers during the session. We saw a strong rally on Friday. Futures attempted to build on that rally in the Sunday night trade, but as the fund selling progressed on Monday morning, prices turned lower and never recovered. Corn down 2.25 cents, beans off 6, Chicago wheat down 7, Kansas City 11 cents weaker. No private export sale announcements this morning. Weekly export inspections had corn at 59.5 million bushels, soybeans at 48.7, wheat at 12.9 million bushels. Ag Rule raised their production estimates for both corn and soybeans in Brazil, and note that Brazil's soybean harvest is 5% done, corn harvest about 4% done, and the second corn planting just under 5% complete. Livestock trade mostly higher as we closed about a dollar higher in the February, April, and June cattle contracts, 240 higher in feeders, hogs a nickel lower in the February contract. Midday box beef 33 higher, choice select 358 higher on 50 loads. Cash cattle calls are steady to higher after a strong week last week. Cattle on feed report was friendly as placements 10-year lows on feed numbers at 8-year lows and marketings were 4-year highs. Give us a call 417-501-5132. Check us out online, MidwestMarketSolutions.com.
Beef producers, Cedar Top Ranch would like to invite you to our 48th annual Maternal Empire 2-year-old bull sale, February 17th in Burwell, Nebraska. Balancer and Angus bulls will have genomically enhanced EPDs, are homozygous black and homozygous polled certified, feed efficiency and grass productivity tested, plus an industry-leading first season guarantee. Contact Scott Starr at 308-530-3900 or Austin at 530-2720 or visit our Facebook page, Cedar Top Ranch, and I thank you.